This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As the COVID-19 pandemic stretches on, state health officials have reported that more than 62,000 people have recovered from the illness. But even for people who made it through the most dangerous phase of the illness, getting back to 100% can be a longer journey than the numbers show. As Bridget Bowden reports, symptoms can linger for weeks or even months.
Ashland resident Wendy Kloiber came to Madison for a work trip in mid-March. When she got back, she noticed something strange.
My kid put a candle under my nose and I couldn't smell it.
Soon, other symptoms showed up. Chest pain, fever, coughs, body aches, chills. Kloiber began to worry that she might have COVID-19. But it was March. The state didn't have that many documented cases. Her doctor thought it might be the flu and told her to keep monitoring her symptoms. She wrote them all down in a journal.
Chest pain, right side only. Chest pain, headache, fatigue, cough.
She began to monitor her heart rate and the level of oxygen in her blood. As time went on and she wasn't getting better, her doctor began to strongly suspect COVID-19. In April, Kloiber went to the emergency room. But with tests still limited, her fever wasn't high enough for doctors to justify giving her one at that point. Eventually, she was able to get a diagnostic test for the virus. It came back negative.
And I knew that the test was wrong because I had been denied the test at the proper point at which the test would have detected whether or not I was sick.
The evidence that she did in fact have COVID-19 grew even stronger when a family member who was living in her household received a positive antibody test from the Mayo Clinic. And Kloiber is still dealing with symptoms. That makes her a long hauler, part of a large and growing community of people whose symptoms linger long after first becoming ill from the virus. Dr. Jeff Potthoff is the chief quality officer at UW Health and an emergency room physician. Although he's mostly treated people in the acute phase of the illness, he says lingering symptoms are a growing concern.
I think there's a lot of people who think, like, you know, you get sick and then you're better, kind of this like binary black-white thing. It's really not like that. Especially with COVID, it seems like you get sick and then there's this like long journey.
There is some limited research that suggests long-term effects of COVID-19. An Italian study found that more than 87% of patients who had recovered from COVID still had at least one symptom 2 months after they first became ill. The CDC surveyed a group of COVID patients who were never severe enough to be admitted to the hospital and found that 35% of them still had symptoms 2 to 3 weeks after they were tested. Other studies have shown some long-term effects of COVID-19 on the heart and lungs. But there's still a lot to learn about the virus, says primary care physician Luke Fortney, who works in a clinic in Spring Green.
That's what we call it, novel. There's a lot of, every virus has a different personality. It's, they're a little bit different, and these viruses have different tricks.
He says for people with mild cases that aren't dangerous enough to send them to the hospital, they do what they can to manage the symptoms: rest, fluids, and over-the-counter medications.
We don't have an oral antiviral medication yet that we could use widespread in an outpatient setting. So it's a lot of what we call conservative management, symptomatic care, and that does feel frustrating.
Wendy Kloiber eventually sought treatment from a naturopath, which she says has helped her significantly. She's joined online communities for COVID long haulers and done countless hours of research on her own.
Nobody else is going to get me better. I'm going to get me better. And that getting better has to be a top priority for me.
One way she measures her progress is to see if she can walk all the way down a certain path along the shore of Lake Superior.
And at the end of June, I could make it halfway down that mile hike. And last weekend, I made it the whole way.
Even as she continues to deal with symptoms, her advice for other long haulers is to stay hopeful. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.